We need to talk about Diggy's version of the Ramayana. Where...
Please, no, not on the podcast, Arne. Please, yaar. I will die of shame. Please.
I love Madhuri. I love her better than Aishwarya. But in this movie, I just Aishwarya took it away from me.
Cool. I'm just going to say I agree. We will agree to disagree on that. But...
the purple sari that Ash is wearing, the kata that Shah Rukh is trying to nikalo, and on the back of it is all the bhasad is happening, but they are so, I don't know, it is so beautifully shot. Like, I'm really rooting for it to work out for them. Hi everybody, welcome back after a really long hiatus. I don't know if you guys will feel, because we will be putting episodes now, but after which feels like eternity, to 10 rupees ki Pepsi, humara Shah Rukh sexy, very sexy. We are three friends who do podcasts on, like, we watch the movies in which has Shah Rukh in it and just talk about it. Today we have another guest with me. This time around, it's my friend who's coming. After a really long time, we've done this for 1 year, and this is the first time there is a friend who showed up at the podcast. Suruchi is my college friend, friend from college, but actually became closer friends post-college. Life's fun. We watched a lot of movies together. We've watched a lot of Shah Rukh movies together. So it can't happen that I can't have Suruchi on the podcast. We have cried, laughed on multiple Shah Rukh films together. And yeah, we are today watching Devdas, which is her pick. I kind of know why she picked it. But I will let Suruchi introduce herself and yeah, talk about why she picked it. And yeah, her thoughts. Go, Suruchi. Welcome.
Hi, everyone. I'm not gonna do like a MBA style or a college style introduction. But yes,
do a Shah Rukh style, like your favorite Shah Rukh movie. When did you become a fan? That's the kind of introduction we go for.
Nobody cares what you do for a living.
Nobody.
What is
your
style? How old you are? Where
you
live? Nobody wants to know. Tell us about Shah Rukh.
That's first of a kind. I love that. Okay, so I grew up watching Shah Rukh movies on my TV, cable TV, and the most watched Shah Rukh movie became my favorite Shah Rukh movie when I was growing up, which was Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham. But as you grow up and you watch it on your own and you try to see a lot of different things, that remained favorite, but a couple of other also topped the charts, which is where Devdas comes into the picture. I have a huge person spot for this movie, because it, as an adult, when I watched a Shah Rukh movie, it made me cry at points which I did not even imagine I could. Made me laugh, made me go through an entire emotional roller coaster, right? Not just by myself, but with all of my friends that I've seen with, and which is where Preeti and my experience of the movie came into the picture. So yeah, Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham, then Devdas, and then there is another one which I'll not tell right now because I'm hoping they'll pick me to do the podcast on that again. So I'll let it remain as a surprise till that point.
Yeah, it's blocked for you, so we know.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you want to go and talk about the plot summary in a bit for people who haven't watched it, like a small summary?
Yes. Plot summary. Okay. So our beloved Shah Rukh Khan is Devdas in the movie, who has childhood lover Paro, who's Aishwarya Rai. He's sent abroad by his father to study in London because of the amount of time he spends at home with Paro, which apparently, according to his father, is doing nothing. And he comes back after 10 years, hoping to marry his childhood lover. But his family disagrees, which leads to his descent into alcoholism at all, and which takes him into the arms of another
Courtesan.
woman, courtesan,
Finding
whose mother
the right
Dixit.
words.
Yeah, I don't want to start with that, but yeah. Madhuri Dixit, and with a lot of other guest beloved appearances, and leads to an end which all of us hate, love to hate, that I don't want to tell right now.
बड़ा
She's
प्यारा
given
था
a
प्लॉट
very,
समरी दिया यार
very
इसने.
apt plot summary. हम लोग यही फालतू डिटेल
या
देते रहते हैं. आई वॉज जस्ट लिसनिंग टू द दिल वाले पॉडकास्ट एंड लाइक आई एम गोइंग इन टू टाइम जम्प्स हियर एंड
It's
देयर.
a plot summary. The rest of the details, I hope they're gonna cover as we move forward.
Yeah, and the thing is, I feel like if you start giving that level of a plot summary for Devdas, it will not do justice to the movie because I knew the
Yeah.
summary of the plot and I disliked this
Everybody sort of
movie.
knows the summary.
Yeah,
Yeah.
before watching. And sorry, I'm jumping right into it, but oh my God, I was blown away when I watched it this time. Like, I was constantly mesmerized by everything on screen, like how beautiful everyone was, how beautiful the sets were. Like, even the story is just, it's narrated so well. Like the plot by plot, sorry, not plot by plot, but like scene by scene, it was it just fell perfectly into place, and I thought it was like a masterpiece of cinema. Like when I was watching it, I was hooked. I couldn't even take my eyes off the screen for a minute to respond on the group when there were text messages going on. Like people were like, "Pause karo, mere ko bathroom jana hai." 2 minutes later, I'm seeing the message. I'm like, "Chhodo jaane do." Main to dekh rahi hoon. I cannot. Like I'm so glad we switched to watching it in HD. By the way, I don't think I would have realized how good the movie was if I kept watching it on that YouTube print. But yeah, okay. Sorry for interjecting. Suruchi, why don't you give us your thoughts on the film since it's your pick and everything?
No, I absolutely agree. And I think the thing about watching it the 300th time is that all of that, of course, all of that grandeur, all of that scene by scene perfection, the set, the music, the shot, everything, every single time hits you like, how is this possible? How is all of this coming together as a magic, as a beauty possible? But more than that, what keeps taking me back to the movie every time is the emotions. Like I can watch that movie n number of times, and I know exactly the cue that will make me cry, and it surprises me with the number of times the new things that make me feel different things. So I obviously have a set areas where I know I need to prepare myself for what I'm gonna go through, and then something new always surprises me. So it's like a friend who's consistent but who also surprises you as you go through watching it again and again. I don't know.
I thought
How do I
Suruchi was
pick
gonna
my favorite parts?
say either Kumud Ivory. What are you saying? I thought Kumud
I've got to say, I love the
Yeah,
sincerity
yeah,
and the genuineness with
yeah.
which Ruchi is describing this movie. Like, I've never seen somebody talk so, like, they have a deep connection with the movie.
And
Everybody's like,
she's.
good movie, I really loved it, but बहुत शाहरुख इतना अच्छा था, प्रीति को वेट फेस पसंद आ जाएगा, व्हाटएवर, मुझे एक्शन पसंद आ जाएगा, स्टफ लाइक दैट. सुरुचि हैज दिस कनेक्शन विद देवदास.
And
यू
she's so
यू सी इट.
eloquent, like
शी ऐसी सो
she's able to
एलिक्वेंट.
express her views so well.
या
Like हम लोग वर्ड्स ढूंढते रह जाते हैं, हमको समझ में नहीं आता है कि कैसे तारीफ करें शाहरुख की. मतलब इसकी तो
बॉन्डिंग
अलग लेवल की लाइक कॉम्प्रिहेंशन.
शी हैज अ बॉन्ड विद द मूवी मैन. दैट इज सच एन एप्ट चॉइस फॉर हर
Yeah, guys,
देन.
when you cannot describe a movie in terms of cinema, when you don't know shit about it, you delve into your emotions and words to do it because you have to go somewhere to find out how you feel about the movie.
So, do you remember when was the first time you watched it? Like, did you watch it in theaters?
Oh, no. So, again, surprisingly, because Set Max is what is given to you as a child, I have actually watched the movie in parts. Like the first time when I watched it, I have not watched it in full. I watched it in parts probably when I was 15 or 16. And then the favorite parts are when the songs come into the picture, or when Shahrukh is on screen, or of course, when Aishwarya's beautiful face comes on the screen. But in full, I think I watched the movie for the first time 5 years ago when I had like done
Wow.
this entire, reckoning with watching movies completely and let go of my cable TV, thankfully. And no, actually, thankfully to Netflix and Prime Video that you could get to watching movies completely. 5 years ago, yeah, I think was when I watched Devdas for the first time. And since then, it's been a love affair which has lasted a lifetime for not just Dev, Paro, and Chandramukhi, but for me as well. And it's continuing.
लव इट लव इट लव इट. चलो दीक्षा बताओ, तुमने पहले कब देखी थी? अब मैं ये सवाल करूंगी सबसे.
प्रीति ना अपना सेव करके रख रही है, ये सबको अपना अपना थोड़ा मोटा छोटा मोटा बोल लेने दो,
अपना
फिर मैं बोलना शुरू करूंगी और मतलब
या
तुम लोग सबके होश उड़ जाएंगे. बट आई थिंक आई वॉच्ड इट समटाइम इन हाई स्कूल, ऐसे सेट मैक्स वगैरह पे, एंड दैट आल्सो प्रोबेबली इन पार्ट्स लाइक व्हाट सुरुचि सेट की, मतलब कभी एक बार आ रही थी तो ऐसे सेकंड हाफ देख ली, कभी एक बार आ रही थी तो फर्स्ट हाफ देख ली. एंड आई वाज नॉट इम्प्रेस्ड, लाइक आई वाज यंग, आई वाज लाइक व्हाट एवर, दिस इज अ बोरिंग मूवी, दैट आई वाजंट रियली पेइंग मच अटेंशन, एंड आई वाज लाइक कि क्या है, दारू पी रहा है, मर रहा है, व्हाट एवर. एंड एज एन अडल्ट आई नेवर फेल्ट लाइक री वॉचिंग इट ऑल्सो, बिकॉज लाइक डिडंट रियली हैव अ कनेक्शन टू द फिल्म द फर्स्ट टाइम आई सॉ इट, लाइक अनलाइक अदर शाहरुख फिल्म, सो आई डिडंट रियली दिस थिंग. एंड आई न्यू फ्रॉम द पास्ट फ्यू मंथ्स की प्रीति लव्स दिस फिल्म, एंड आई वॉज लाइक ओके वेन वी डू इट फॉर द पॉडकास्ट देन आई वॉच इट विद एन ओपन माइंड, बिकॉज आई आई एम विलिंग टू चेंज माई माइंड अबाउट इट, बिकॉज आई डोंट रियली हैव स्ट्रॉन्ग ओपिनियंस वन वे और द अदर. एंड सो दिस टाइम वेन वी वॉच्ड इट, आई वुड से इज लाइक द फर्स्ट टाइम आई फुली प्रोसेस द फिल्म एंड टू एंड, लाइक द फर्स्ट टाइम आई रियली एक्सपीरियंसड इट. एंड आई फेल्ट लाइक आई वॉज एक्सपीरियंसिंग सिनेमा फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम, लाइक द होल टाइम आई वॉज वॉचिंग आई वॉज लाइक कि ये थिएटर में कब आएगी, ये री रिलीज कब होगी, मुझे जाके देखना है, लाइक आई वॉन्ट टू सी दैट ग्रैंडियर ऑन द बिग स्क्रीन, आई वॉन्ट टू सी चंद्रमुखी एक्सप्रेशन ऑन द बिग स्क्रीन, लाइक दैट आई जस्ट आई वॉज सो मेसमराइज बाय द एंटायर फिल्म, लाइक बाय ऑल द परफॉर्मेंसेज, द मेकअप, आई वॉज लाइक कॉन्स्टेंटली लुकिंग की वाओ कितना, मतलब मैं हाईलाइटर ऑब्जर्व कर रही हूँ कि इनके गाल ऐसे ऐसे चमक रहे हैं स्क्रीन पे, एंड लाइक इट्स इट वॉज सो एप्ट, लाइक ऑल द ड्रेसेस वर सो ब्यूटिफुल, एंड ओ माई गॉड, लाइक पारो साड़ीज वर लाइक सो एलिगेंट, चंद्रमुखी लहंगाज एंड अनारकलीज एंड एवरीथिंग वॉज, इट वॉज जस्ट गॉर्जियस, लाइक आई वॉज कम्प्लीटली मेसमराइज, वॉज कम्प्लीटली इन देयर वर्ल्ड, लाइक यू नो आई वॉज या आई लव्ड इट दिस टाइम वेन आई वॉच्ड इट.
कितना अच्छा लग रहा
आई
है
थिंक
मुझे.
मेरा भी बहुत सिमिलर सा ही सॉर्ट ऑफ ट्रेजेक्टरी है विद दिस मूवी. व्हेन आई वॉच्ड इट वाज अगेन आई डिडंट आई टिल आई वॉच्ड इट फॉर द पॉडकास्ट, आई हैडन वॉच्ड इट इन वन गो, सो आई ओनली न्यू ऑफ इट के लाइक एज अ किड यू'ड सीन द प्रीवियस देवदास व्हेन पेरेंट्स वर वाचिंग इट एट सम पॉइंट, एंड देन दिस वन अगेन इन बिट्स एंड पीसेस, थोड़ा फर्स्ट हाफ, थोड़ा सेकंड हाफ, थोड़ा यहाँ वहाँ, एंड लाइक मेरे को लाइक For me, movies are supposed to be a very happy experience. Like that is my baseline for movies. That's why I like a lot of action masala movies. That's my kind of genre. तो ट्रेजेडी मूवीज से मुझे एक थोड़ा प्रिंसिपली फाइट है यार, मैं दुखी होने नहीं जा रहा हूँ थिएटर के अंदर. सो दैट वाज वन रीजन आई वाज सॉर्ट ऑफ आई हैड अ प्रीकंसीव्ड नोशन अबाउट इट, एंड आई रिमेम्बर नॉट लाइकिंग इट ऑल्सो बिकॉज आई वाज स्टूपिडली यंग. इस टाइम पे क्या समझ आता है ये सब चीजें तुमको, राइट? एंड अगेन यू जस्ट इरिटेटेड एट देम के व्हाई जस्ट रॉन्ग, वाई कांट जस्ट बी टूगेदर, एंड आई डिड नॉट लाइक इट एज अ किड, एंड दैट्स द परसेप्शन आई हैड कैरिड सो फार. अभी देख के इट, एंड अनदर थिंग इज दैट आई एम नॉट नॉट बीन अ बिग फैन ऑफ बंसाली. आई डोंट थिंक एडिंग ग्रैंडियर और फैंसी ड्रेसेस और बिग सेट्स एड्स आई डिडंट थिंक एड्स टू द मूवी, बट आई थिंक आई चेंज माई चेंज I think I changed my mind after Devdas, because I mean that is in itself another character in the movie, the background, the music, and how he plays it out completely. And I think Devdas wouldn't be Devdas without it. Obviously, I mean the actors definitely did a great job, but Bhansali is a huge part of the movie. You can see it, how it's different from all the other directors. So that really works. And this time everything really clicked for me. Yeah, this is genuinely a very good movie. Hai. And okay, it's a tragedy, but you appreciate the story, you appreciate the depth of it. I mean, once you've become a little older, you understand things like love, you understand things like sacrifice and commitments and all of that, and societal restrictions. So us
डैडी
lens se bhi aap
इश्यूज.
dekhte daddy issues. And I mean, this movie touches on a lot of themes which we can discuss later, but which you don't understand at all as a kid. आपको नहीं समझ आती ये सब चीजें. तो वो सारी चीजें really clicked like light bulbs in my mind, and it was I couldn't just I couldn't look away, and I couldn't I also like जब मैं अकेले देख रहा था without like without texting you guys, I was on it. And it's very difficult for me nowadays to not look at my mobile. यार मतलब मैं constantly distracted रहता हूँ. But with Devdas, it was amazing. Like I was just
आई
looking at the
नो,
screen continuously.
इट कंप्लीटली
It's
होल्ड्स योर
very
अटेंशन. लाइक यू कैनॉट लुक अवे फॉर इवन अ सेकेंड. इट्स सो ब्यूटिफुल.
Yeah, this
द
was
एंटीडोट टू द करंट
it was a
जनरेशन
yeah, dude,
अटेंशन
it's a tremendous movie, I
स्पैन
feel.
प्रॉब्लम.
Yeah, so a very similar trajectory, and I think if people haven't discovered how good Devdas is, they should definitely give it another try because it might just blow your mind.
And watch it on as big a screen as you can in as high quality as you can find. We watched it
Yeah.
on Jio Cinema, by the way, but there's also a print on YouTube, which we don't recommend.
उसको मत देखना
which is absolute shit. Yeah,
क्योंकि
Jio is
जैसे ही
still
ऐश्वर्या आई
okay.
थी, दीक्षा ने बोला था ऐश्वर्या आ गई है तो लग रहा है कि प्रिंट था हमें.
Literally before that, like as we were watching, everybody is complaining about the print. I'm like, हाँ ठीक ही लग रहा है, इतना भी बुरा नहीं है. Maybe my TV is not good enough or something. And then ऐश्वर्या enters the screen and I'm like, oh fuck, this is a shitty print. Let's shift to a good one.
Pretty, हाँ,
Okay guys, मैं
pretty
बोलने
your
वाली. Yes, हाँ
thoughts, हाँ,
प्रीति, द स्टेज
go
हैज
go
बीन
go
सेट
go go on
फॉर
your monologue
लेट्स
for
डू
of your
इट.
relationship with the
What happened? Did I do something? No. Okay. Yeah. So I was prepared when I had decided that me and Suruchi are like Suruchi is coming. I'm saying me and Suruchi because I was like ये दोनों बोल रहे हैं इनको बिल्कुल अच्छी नहीं लगती है ये वो ये वो. I was
movie.
like हम दो लोग हमेशा मैं अकेली लड़ रही होती हूँ, इस बार ऐसा सुरुचि होगी जो लड़ेगी कि देवदास अमेजिंग पिक्चर है बट शिट प्लॉट ट्विस्ट तुमको तो अच्छी लग गई ये आई
To be fair, Preeti, to be
डोंट
fair, we've never fought you on any movie that you liked and we didn't like. It's always been you who's not liked a movie and we've liked
That is very true,
it.
actually. Like even if one of us dislikes a movie, we acknowledge that all the reasons you like it are true. except maybe Mohabbatein. Mohabbatein is the exception. But sorry, sorry for interrupting you. Please go ahead.
I can fight on Mohabbatein. Yeah, so I also discovered this movie pretty late. Thankfully so. बचपन में ऑब्वियसली देखी होगी बट उस लेंस से नहीं देखी. बट आई थिंक द फर्स्ट टाइम आई वॉच्ड वाज आल्सो इन माय अर्ली 20s. इवन देन आई थिंक आई लाइक्ड इट बट आई डिडंट अप्रिशिएट इट एज मच बिकॉज आई गेस दे इन माय अर्ली 20s आई बिलीव दैट आई वाज वेरी ब्लैक एंड व्हाइट पर्सन. टू सी ग्रेनेस इज नॉट समथिंग आई गेस दैट केम वेरी इजिली पर आई गेस एज एन एज मुझे बाल सफेद होते रहे और थोड़ी मूवी मैंने 50 बार देख ली सो आई थिंक इट हिट्स मी इवन मोर एवरी टाइम. लाइक आई यूज टू थिंक कि एक पॉइंट के बाद में कोई हिट करना बंद कर जाएगी बिकॉज आई नो इट एज सुरुचि सेड दैट एवरी टाइम आई री वॉच इट देर आर प्लेसेज वेर आई नो दैट आई विल फील अ सर्टन फीलिंग एंड द सेम टाइम इट्स ऑलवेज like there's something new I'll get from the movie and it'll just break my heart even more. Like ठीक है मतलब on the face of it you think कि क्या हो गया उस मतलब नहीं हुई उसकी शादी क्या हो गया इतना क्या परेशान हो रहे हो एंड देन यू सी द हार्ट ब्रेक एंड द हार्ट ब्रेक ऑफ नॉट ओनली लूजिंग समबडी यू वर रोमांटिकली इन लव विद बट द होल आई डोंट नो फॉलिंग ऑफ हिज लाइफ नोबडी रियली बींग देयर लाइक I have so many things. Like Devdas as a character is not something to be really liked, but at the same time, Shah Rukh's portrayal of the grave is beautiful. Ishwarya is so mesmerizingly beautiful. I want everything she's wearing. Like everything. I don't think we can afford it, but it is so beautiful. The lighting is so beautiful. The glass house is so beautiful. Chandramukhi's place is like every damn thing is so beautiful. Relationships are shown in a very, I don't know, some parts of it TV serially, but we like the emotions, like I feel ki Sanjay Leela Bhansali really, really believed in this vision that he had, and it shows. You can't say ki isne ye kyun kiya. I don't like Bhansali movies a lot apart from Devdas. Devdas and I guess Hum Dil De Chuke tops it for me. But I really want to be a fly on the wall
ऑन द संजय लीला भंसाली सेट ऑफ देवदास टू सी कि वो कितनी बार वो माधुरी दीक्षित को बोलेगा अपने बाल घुमाओ कि वो शीशा सही से नहीं टूटा, यू नो समथिंग लाइक दिस, कि वो शाहरुख का फेम इतना ब्लर होना चाहिए और इतना इतना नहीं होना चाहिए. लाइक आई हैव ऑब्सेस्ड ओवर एवरी सीन इन दिस मूवी, सो आई कैन गो एंड ऑन एंड ऑन. इफ आई एम वेरी ग्लैड आई डोंट हैव टू गिव अ प्लॉट समरी बिकॉज आई वुड हैव बीन सच अ बैड पर्सन टू डू इट. बट या लाइक आई लव दिस मूवी अलॉट. आई फॉर मी इट्स लाइक माई टॉप फाइव शाहरुख परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ ऑल टाइम. सो यस आई कैन वी कैन स्टार्ट बिगिनिंग ऑन द सीन्स बट यस दैट्स माई मोनोलॉग कि भाई मेरे को बहुत पसंद है ये
या
मूवी.
आई सी नाउ दैट यू मेंशन इट एज अ किड आई आल्सो रिमेम्बर एंड आई यूज्ड टू फील कि देवदास इज नॉट अ गुड पर्सन. That's one reason I remember disliking it. That he's not a good
Yeah.
person. He's a drunkard. He gets angry, and there are toxic parts of it throughout the movie. You see, but like I somehow I see justification in his behavior when I see the whole movie at once. Like, theek hai. I mean, there is some sort of. I mean, it's at least I'm. It's not as toxic as Dhar and Preeti calling him like just a lover, but yeah, I've.
I kind of disagree. I still think he's yes, all sorts of shades of gray. There are some redeeming qualities to his character, but I felt like in his toxicity, there was some allure as a character on screen. Like as a person, I still don't feel like I would like Devdas if he was somebody in my life. Like I would still avoid him. He seems like he's the kind of person who brings negativity places, and it was there in his behaviors even before he became an alcoholic, right? Like in the way he treated Paro. Like the ठीक है उसको तुम नोक झोंक भी बोल सकते हो, बट मेरे को काफी टॉक्सिक लगा वो. लाइक इवन द डे ऑफ हर मैरिज उसको मार देता है यार, मतलब उसके चेहरे पे खून निकलने लगता है. लाइक वट एवर देर वॉज आई मीन इट वॉज ड्रामेटाइज एंड इन द मोमेंट इट वॉज लाइक यू डोंट थिंक अबाउट द टॉक्सिसिटी ऑफ Devdas the person because you're so caught up in the scene and in that moment with Devdas and Paro. But yeah, I still feel like he didn't, in spite of not being a character that would be redemption worthy, the portrayal that Shah Rukh had of him and the way his story pans out, like you do feel remorse and pity for him as the story proceeds, and like shades of grey definitely, but I don't feel like any of his actions were justified. So just, I that's my opinion.
Do you think they try to justify it though? Suruchi, what do you think? Like they have been watching it the 300th time, do you think they were justifying his toxicity as a
I don't
character?
think they were justifying the toxicity. I think they let it there for the audience to decide it for themselves. Because every time I've watched it, meko lagta hai ki, so especially the scene that Diksha is talking about, uske shaadi wale din, jab us, like he gives him that mark so cinematically, the fact that that happens, Shahrukh's eyes, Paro's response, that she sees it as something that needs to be cherished, and uske baad the song that follows, which romanticizes the entire event. It is an attempt, yes, but it also leaves it on you to decide how you want to go about it. Till the time you reach that song, it's your decision. But I think once that song starts playing and they say, "जो दाग तुमने मुझको दिया," so then you've lost it. Yeah, then you've lost the battle. Then you have to go with the fact that, oh, you wish that something like that, this is
So I think that's what
a
my
lost
like
moment.
my perception is what I think the director was trying to do is that he's toxic, they're toxic, but like them. Like you should end up liking them. I think that's and like I buy into the vision that people are trying to tell me through a story very easily. मैं ज़्यादा critically वो critique नहीं करता हूँ. Like if you're telling me something tight, I will buy into the story for those 3 years and I will agree with you to have the whole experience. And yeah, I felt throughout the movie they've tried to put romantic, maybe justify is not the correct word, Kiruchi put
Romanticize,
it in a
yeah,
better way,
little bit.
romanticize it throughout. Like him hitting her on the head on her wedding day should be a non-negotiable, right? It happens in any movie in contemporary times. It's just not accepted at all. But because it's Devdas, because they've set the context the way they've done it in the preceding 1.5 hours and what they end up doing the next 10-15 minutes, you end up accepting it. Theek hai. I mean, it's okay. They're both in love, and this is
And it is a
him
very
lashing out.
emotional scene. Like, even just the
Yeah.
scene following that, I think that was the time when I cried for the first time in the film, was when वो उसकी डोली उठा के लेके जा रहा होता है.
Bro, that was
It
gutting,
was
यार. That
it
was
felt like
gutting.
it felt like a funeral. Like, even the people
Yeah.
around them didn't look
It
happy. Like,
was a
ऐसे
funeral.
it
I
was
mean, yeah.
exactly it was like a funeral of their love. And at that point, I was like,
Yeah.
there was no logic in my head कि these two are toxic or anything. I was just like, fuck, like, these are people who have loved each other for a decade, who have spent like a decade
Yeah.
apart pining for each other, and because of fuck all societal restrictions and egos and attitudes, they are having to be separated. And it was so emotional, so well done. Like, that entire, the direction of that entire sequence was beautiful, I thought.
Yeah, that's what I say, right? Bhansali doing all these grand things really hits it on the head with this movie. Because I mean that got me very sort of like एकदम सेंटिमेंटल, एंड आई वाज ऑलमोस्ट ऑन द वर्ज ऑफ टीयर्स कि यार ये तो बहुत बुरा हो रहा है यार बेचारे के साथ. दैट्स द वुमन ही इज लव्ड एज सिंस ही वाज अ किड, एंड नाउ ही इज बेसिकली गिविंग हर अवे, एंड एक्सेप्ट. सो आई थिंक दैट आल्सो इज इन अ वे हिज एक्सेप्टेंस कि ऑलरेडी वी कांट बी टुगेदर. इट्स नॉट हिज एक्सेप्टेंस दैट शी विल बी समबडी एल्सेस, बट इन हिज हार्ट आई थिंक ही स्टिल फील्स देयर मेंट टू बी टुगेदर एंड दे आर सोलमेट्स, बट ही इज एक्सेप्टेड द फैक्ट वी कांट बी टुगेदर. शी इज मेड अप हर माइंड and society will not let it happen. So here is me in front of everybody saying, okay, go ahead, I give up.
I
This is
think, like, how I was also sorry, Digi, bolo, you
no
say
no I
something.
was just concluding with saying, which is just extremely sad. Like I could not take that scene at all.
So, you know, when you're talking about Paro's and Devdas' relationship, I just think, like, I always thought ki the gravitas of, like, it hitting Devdas was also ki usne kabhi socha hi nahi tha ki Paro would do that. Like, she would agree to get married. He always kind of thought ki thoda to property, like kind of ownership. I don't know what's the way to put it, but in the ways that it is, like, it from the first scene they meet, like, he comes and very beautifully takes that madhumakhi away and says ki tumhe koi aur chuhe, mujhe pasand nahi hai Paro. And it is done with such, I don't know, there is something in that attitude, in the way they are together throughout. There is a, I don't know, a devotion that Paro has to Devdas that is shown throughout, that she, like, she kind of, like, oh, matlab, she is very demure, like, around him. And at the same time, usko mujhe lagta hai ki, I don't think Devdas thought ki, because when he leaves the house also, like, I've noticed this now multiple times ki jab usko ghar se bahar nikalte hain, पारो को बेइज्जती करते हैं और अपने बाप को कुछ कुछ बोलता है, उसका बाप उसे, आई थिंक ही स्लैप्स हिम, एंड देन ही डिसाइड्स टू लीव द हाउस. एंड यू नो, इट इज सो ब्यूटिफुली डन दैट ही इन लीविंग द हाउस इज नॉट अबाउट पारो, इट्स नॉट अबाउट देयर लव. ही, आई डोंट थिंक ही इज थिंकिंग अबाउट इट इन दैट मोमेंट. फॉर हिम इट इज अबाउट चाइल्ड अब्यूज that he had to go through, or that his father hates him and all that, and that he forgets, like, in my head he forgets to ask her and he just goes. It dawns into him later that, oh, I left Paro and now we can't be together, so I should just like that write a, you know, a letter to her. So I think that ownership thing has been there for him a lot, is what I was saying. And you know, one thing that I was noticing, that in that scene, that particular scene when Shah Rukh is leaving, it is very same to him leaving in Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham, where there is a father-son scene and he does not approve of their love. And then Shah Rukh leaves to be with, to, you know, he goes to Kajol and the whole thing happens.
Man, I'm gonna stop you there. I don't think so.
I also don't think so, but I
Okay,
wanted to hear the rest of what her point was. Like,
but go
it's a
ahead.
very different, like, I'm trying to say that these are different, like, of course, these, like, he's done multiple movies, and your first thought would be ki Shah Rukh would directly, because that's the kind of cinema Shah Rukh has done. He's always been the good lover, good boy, kind of, like that's his representation in a lot of romance. And then, like, एवरी टाइम आई वॉच दिस मूवी अ पार्ट ऑफ माई ब्रेन इज लाइक ये जाएगा पारो के पास एंड आई गेस इज जस्ट शोइंग कि दिस इज नॉट योर रेगुलर शाहरुख रोमांस मूवी इज जस्ट लाइक पीपल कॉम्प्लेक्स पीपल जिनको बाद में आ रहा है कि शिट मैंने ये तो कर दिया लेकिन पारो के बारे में तो मैंने सोचा ही नहीं सो मल्टीपल टाइम्स आई फेल्ट अबाउट द चॉइसेस ही मेड वर नॉट वेरी अदर मूवी शाहरुख लाइक इज वॉट आई वॉज गेटिंग एट यस डिगी गो अहेड फाइट मी
No, I'm not gonna fight you, but I feel that they're very different contexts, very different scenes, and very different way of separation. In that, in Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham, he doesn't want to go. Like it breaks his heart to leave the house because Amitabh Bachchan just tells him, "You don't have a place in this house anymore because you're not my son," and he has to go to a place of solace, to a place of love. He goes back to Kajol for comfort and they build a life together. That's very different, I feel. Isme toh, he lashes out at his father because he actually wants to leave the house because, as you said, there's been a lot of, like, I don't know how much child abuse, but they've definitely shown signs of negligence and abuse over there. And in that moment, he's being very selfish, you know, thinking about love. He's not thinking about Paro. He's thinking of the fact that he wants to get away from this place and he's finally taking a stand against his father. I think that's the interpretation that I got from him. So I feel those two are very different parallels. One is an act of love, the other is an act of finally lashing out against your father and defiance, essentially. Although the reason is disapproval of the lower caste class slash woman that you fall in love with, and that's the only commonality I feel. Apart from that, it's the two very different stories or scenarios. But I don't know. What do you think, Suruji? Is Preeti right?
No,
So
I
I
didn't have
was
to be
actually
right.
thinking you're right. I think both of you are right. And I'm not saying it to
Diplomat.
be a diplomat, but I think the emotion that he feels with both of them, like where it's coming out from a place of the relationship with father, is actually very different. But I think when he's leaving, both the characters actually do want the same thing. They do want to stay in the house and they want their father to make them stop for the right reason. Like, let me marry the girl I want to be with, which is where I think Preeti is coming from, that it's the same place. But let me marry this girl because and also let me be your son because the fight in both the cases is the same. That if I am being with this girl, then I am not fulfilling the duty of being your son. And that particular thing, I think, yeah, it does draw a parallel, but the emotion is very different because in Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham he has grown up with a lot of love. And over here there has been like significant physical and emotional abuse that he has had to go through. So his relationship is more strained, his father.
I think the era is also important. Like, Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham is a way more modern setting. He's kind of self-sufficient in the way that he's also London educated. They're both London educated, whatever, but he's able to go to London and then set himself up, right? I don't know if that sort of thing would be possible in Devdas. Like, in some way, he's tied to his family because he's dependent on their money and their status. Like, it's British era India, right? It's like probably not that easy for an Indian to make a name for himself under colonial rule. That or to like you know if he even had to consider for a moment that he could run away with Paro and they could begin a life by themselves, that probably would not come to him as easily as it would in a modern day setting like in Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham, which is also I think important in the
Yeah.
context of the decisions he makes.
That always makes me think that since he left all the money with so much attitude, उसके पास पैसा कहाँ से आता है दारू पर उड़ाने के लिए और कोठे पे
चुन्नी
जाने के लिए आई हैव
लाल ना
नॉट बीन एबल टू
हिज
फिगर
हिज
बट
द
उड़ाता है ना
हिज
वो सारे
एनेबलर
पैसे तभी
हिज
तो वो
फ्रेंड.
ऑल्सो लीव्स चुन्नी लाल
ओ दिस
दैट ही ऑल्सो
रिमाइंड्स
स्पेंड
मी
सिग्निफिकेंट टाइम अपार्ट फ्रॉम हिम वेयर इज द मनी कमिंग फ्रॉम
वी नीड टू टॉक अबाउट डिगी'स वर्जन ऑफ द रामायण
प्लीज नो नॉट ऑन द पॉडकास्ट यार नहीं प्लीज यार आई विल डाई ऑफ शेम प्लीज आई विल डाई ऑफ शेम माई मदर विल डिसोन मी फॉर लाइक 2 डेज ठीक
कंफ्यूज कि दिगी बार बार
है
अपनी सौरत को
आई
कई कई क्यों बुला रहा है
नो
ही लाइक कई कई इज द
गॉड
वन हु गोज एंड पॉइजंस कौशल्यास माइंड राइट आई एम लाइक व्हाट द हेल आर यू
गॉड
टॉकिंग व्हाट
Listen, I had a
वर्जन
momentary lapse, yaar. It's been so long since I read the Ramayana. happens.
इतनी लड़ाई ऐसे इतने एंथू से तुम बोले जा रहे थे डी, हम सबको लग रहा था हम गलत हैं क्या भाई?
आई नो,
एग्जैक्टली
आई एम लाइक, मेरे
क्या
को एक सेकंड के
फॉरगेट
लिए उसका नाम नहीं याद आ रहा था, ठीक है? आई एम लाइक, डिड आई मेस अप द नेम्स? लाइक इज मंत्रा एक्चुअली कैकेयी एंड इज कैकेयी कौशल्या? व्हाट इज हैपनिंग? एंड देन आई गूगल्ड, आई एम लाइक नो आई एम राइट, व्हाट इज डिडी सेइंग, क्या चल रहा है ये?
इन कंटेक्स्ट आई वाज टॉकिंग अबाउट दैट हॉरेंडस हॉरेंडस वुमन
भाभी उसकी
लाइक द
बड़ी
बिगेस्ट
बहू,
वैम्प आई हैव सीन
देवदास
ऑन
के
द
घर
बिग
की बड़ी
स्क्रीन. देवदास की घर की बड़ी
बहू.
बहू कुमुद, द वन विद द रॉक आईब्रो. इट
Is that what you're calling? I
इज
like that.
द रॉक आईब्रो यार, ही इज द वन हु मेड इट
Yeah.
आइकॉनिक.
Who's constantly fanning the flames every time his mother is getting jealous of Paro and every time
ब्रो
his
आई
mother is,
ऑलमोस्ट फेल्ट अभी बैकग्राउंड साउंड आएगा कॉमोलिक. आई वाज जस्ट वेटिंग फॉर इट.
By the way, I think that serial, कसौटी जिंदगी के, is also loosely inspired, or at least the plot is somewhat similar. Parts of the plot in that era's long serial are kind of similar to Devdas. It's also a Bengali setting. Usme bhi Prerna does not get married to Anurag. She gets married to Mr. Bajaj. And I feel like this was a repetitive trope in many Star Plus serials at the time, especially the ones in a Bengali setting, because ये मैंने multiple times देखा है टीवी पे, ये मतलब this trope playing out.
I have no
But
idea about
sorry
the TV show. मैंने
guys,
बिल्कुल
my
नहीं देखी.
कसौटी जिंदगी, please, कसौटी जिंदगी has been referred, so I'm going to say that there is a scene in which when Mr. Bajaj gets married to Prerna, they're the same painting, like just like the blue saree after shadi that she wears is actually like, because Devdas became so big is my assumption. Us time pe mere ko Devdas ज़्यादा याद नहीं थी, but that blue saree exact look, Shweta Tiwari, that's a painting with Mr. Bajaj, and it's in their house after marriage. So did you remember this?
Absolutely. I was about to say that. Every time I watch the movie and I
I
see
think
Sumitra's painting in the background, I think of their painting, Kasauti Zindagi Ki, every single time.
yeah, so yes, it is very Star Plus coded, but I gotta say Kumud really made me like very like happy in some ways. I don't know, it's very twisted, but her, the way she is, ki she's shouting, she's screaming. Even when the father is dead and Devdas comes drunk and everything, she's like act bad. Like, I don't give two fucks about this guy. I don't
Preeti,
want
do you
him
want to use
to
another adjective other than happy? Like how she makes you feel because she's happy at the death of her father-in-law?
I think more her
Is
attitude
another
where
feeling?
she's not cowering
Like,
before her mother-in-law or her father-in-law, like that actually was kind of fun to see. Okay,
yeah.
she doesn't hold back from adding Kalesh, no matter what the situation, no matter who she's speaking to. She will blatantly lie, blatantly like fan flames. On one scene she will randomly become pro Paro and Devdas because she's like, इन दोनों को शादी क्यों नहीं करने दिया, इसकी वजह से आज इसका बाप मर रहा है और बेटा आया भी नहीं, समथिंग एंड ऑल. शी इज जस्ट फुल. I though felt she was like there just for comic effect and for like adding Kalyash to the plot, but it was I was also I kind of get what Priya is saying. Not happy exactly, but she added entertainment.
But she would come on the screen and really fuck it up. And like I also get where she's coming from. I don't know. Like, I understand Kumud, वो कि ये सारे पैसे दारू में उड़ा देगा, हम क्यों दे उसको सारे पैसे. सो शी इज लाइक ऑल लाइंग एंड एवरीथिंग, एंड एट द सेम टाइम मुझे तो लगता है कि शी इज द रीजन लाइक फॉर एवरीथिंग दैट हैपेंड इन द मूवी. ऑल द कलेश इज बिकॉज ऑफ हर. सो वेरी
इट
इंपॉर्टेंट
स्टार्ट्स
रोल,
ऑफ
वेरी
विद
वेल प्लेड.
हर बीइंग द आई थिंक कैटलिस्ट, बट आई थिंक द हिज फादर वुड ऑलवेज बीन हिज फादर वुड नेवर हैव अग्रीड द
या
सोसाइटी वुड हैव बीन द वे इट इज दे वुड नेवर हैव मैरिड आउटसाइड आउटसाइड ऑफ देयर कास्ट सो द एक्सप्लोजन वुड हैव बीन प्रोबब्ली एट अ लेस सर
Yeah, I
मैग्नीट्यूड
mean
बट
Kiran Kher's dedication to get Paro married within a
या
week, though that would never have happened if not for
दैट
that
वुड नेवर हैपेंड
Mantra character. So
या
Mantra.
Okay, let's talk about how good, like, so I mean your thoughts on Shah Rukh's acting, because he's shown like an insane amount of range because the character changes in a span of whatever 1-2 saal jis pe bhi movie hai, based hai. And I mean my thoughts were that I was honestly amazed at the Shahrukh guy saw in the first shot of the movie, and the Shahrukh guy saw in the middle when he's descending into madness, and eventually, you know, the Tilish death. That range that he's shown, it was insane, and it was so well done. There might be points where you feel that might be overdoing it, but also, fun fact, he was actually drunk at a few scenes. Like he got drunk. So I think it was Amir Khan or somebody who said that he want to, if you want to act drunk, get drunk and try and act sober. So I think you could see that. That's what we do, right? When we're drunk, we're trying our best to control ourselves, to try and act sober. And that's, I mean, that sincerity and genuineness of actually being drunk did come out in the scenes. And I felt like his expressions and the body language and the attitude he has, the character has, vastly changes over the span of those 3 hours,
Definitely.
actually, of the movie.
Yeah,
And
I
that's
mean,
what I
he
felt.
starts off as like this very polished Englishman sort of guys, and then there's also that angry lover boy that he's playing, and then slowly his descent into alcoholism and madness, and all of that polish just goes away. Like, it is, I mean, he still has that high-headed attitude, especially in his interactions with Chandramukhi, where he thinks he's better than her and he thinks her way of life is everything that's wrong with the world. And then slowly he's also growing dependent on her, and that I felt like his equation with Chandramukhi was, to me, almost at a like I appreciated it more than I did even his relationship with Paro. Like, I loved watching their banter. I loved watching how his words are obviously hurting her, but she's not, she's still like, you know, she's still there for him. Like, she's realizing that this is a man who is just lashing out because he's hurt inside. And there's something about him that she is falling in love with, but that I don't know. It was just interesting to see how Chandramukhi and Devdas's pairing kind of played out. But that's on a sidetrack. Coming back to Diggy's point on like the acting ability, yeah, definitely. Like, his descent into madness, his tryst with death, the entire train journey, and how, you know, that moment, I feel like that was when you realize that he's an addict. Like, it's not just his sadness that is causing, like, he's not just drinking to drown his sorrows or whatever. He's an addict. Like, that, even if Chunni Lal had not come, I feel like he might have found a way to get drunk. He would have found a way to kill himself, because at that point, I don't think he wanted to live anymore beyond the thought of seeing Paro once. But maybe that's also just my interpretation. Like, I was mad at Chunni Lal when he came. I was like, fucking enabler, get the hell out of here. But I think
Yeah,
sooner or later he would have succumbed. Because yeah, I think the addiction is never addressed as an addiction. I feel like it's always his him. He's just an alcoholic because it's his only way of life now. It's the only way he knows how to live. But yeah, it was a disease, and that you kind of realize only towards the end of the movie, at least. I felt like I realized it only towards the end of the movie. And Shah Rukh, of course, did a really good job portraying it.
it's so amazing because I felt very different about it. I, throughout the movie, felt that he has decided that he wants to punish himself, and he's punishing himself in multiple ways, And जब उसको पता चल जाता है कि अब मैं मरने वाला हूँ, then he's like कि मरने से पहले मैं अपना वादा तो पूरा कर देता हूँ. That's why he is in the train to go to Paro to fulfill the वादा that he'd done. And the only reason in my head is कि उसको मालूम तो है कि वो मरने ही वाला है by that time, because वो बोलता है ना चंद्रमुखी को, तुम्हें पता है मैं तो जी रहा हूँ, मेरे अंदर हो रहा है, whatever he says. And for me it was like he just did it because okay, I'm dying, but at least somebody is giving me my friendship की कसम and all that. So it's like what will I save anyway, because I'm anyway dying, might as well दोस्ती की कसम जो दी थी and all that. And then, yeah, I felt like he was fully punishing himself. Like, the first time he actually takes up alcohol in that Chandramukhi ka kotha that they call, is when there is another person's dholi going and their shehnai, and the pain is so much for him because of he lost Paro and all that. That's the only, like, he doesn't drink in the movie otherwise. That's the first time he takes up drinking. And then, of course, it becomes the only way. And multiple times in the movie, I felt he said that I want to punish himself. He also does his own funeral. Like, he's already decided that he, like, that's how I interpreted it. Ki, उसने ऑलरेडी सोच लिया है कि उसको देर इज नो सेविंग ग्रेस, घर से बाबूजी भी खत्म हो गया, मम्मी ने भी सेव तो नहीं किया, भाभी की साइड ली जो भी थप्पड़ मार के बोल दिया कि तुम्हारी कोई जगह नहीं है जाओ. सो व्हाट्स व्हाट्स इन इट फॉर हिम टू बी सेव्ड इज व्हाट आई थॉट. एंड देन देयर वाज अ पर्सन चुन्नीलाल हु वाज देयर इन हिज बैड टाइम्स. सो या लाइक दैट्स हाउ आई इंटरप्रेटेड एंड इट That made me really sad that this guy has already decided that there is no will to live anyway, what's for what it's worth. So very, very nice portrayal of deteriorating mental health, I guess, is what like how I felt about it,
Nice portrayal.
Surti.
So I think by the chance or by the turn of events, because I go the last, so I'm gonna say something which is again gonna sound like a diplomatic answer, but I think what both you, Diksha and Preeti, both of you are saying, both holds. Because I think, yes, there was addiction, but usually the case with addiction, I feel, is people are not able to recognize where it's stemming from. In Devdas's case, he knew, he decided his cause for addiction. Like he knew why he has taken up drinking. And as he was progressing, as he was addicted, his reason for it stayed. He knew it. And by the end of it, especially the scene that we talked about in the train when Chunnilal comes, he's by that time put so little worth on his life. He there is really nothing in his life to live for now that Paro is not there. And even the fact ki jo worthy hai uski zindagi mein, which is Chandramukhi and uska pyar, he has given that for the next life. Like when he says the dialogue, he जब मैं मर जब मरने के बाद जब भेंट हो मरने के बाद अगर कभी भेंट हुई तुमसे तो मुझे पता है तुमसे जुदा नहीं रह पाऊंगा. सो ही नोज दैट वॉट एवर वर्थ इज लेफ्ट इन हिज लाइफ इज नॉट फॉर दिस वन, इट्स फॉर द नेक्स्ट वन और इट्स फॉर आफ्टर डेथ. सो वेन चुन्नीलाल ऑफर्स इन दैट ड्रिंक, इट्स नॉट इवन अ क्वेश्चन ऑफ बिग चॉइस फॉर हिम. इट्स लाइक माई लाइफ वर्थ वर्सेज दिस फ्रेंडशिप, no second thoughts, this is friendship and this is what I'm going to drink for it. And he goes ahead, he does it. So I think
Yeah,
it's
I think.
both the fact that he recognizes the addiction and he knows the cause throughout, I think both of them really hold.
And I don't think he's punishing himself. It's just that, as Suruchi said, he doesn't see worth in his life. He's not punishing, he doesn't want to torment himself. He just sees his life as useless. That's why he's doing his own funeral, that it's over. Like, the moment Paro got married to somebody else, my life has no value. It's come to an end as it was. Because, and you see it, like, see the life sort of go out of his eyes the moment that happens, right? In the first half, he's a happy-go-lucky, sort of arrogant, rich person. He has a very cute bond with his dadi. And you
I
see
will
that
never say he
moment,
was
right?
happy-go-lucky.
Sorry?
That's I will never say he was happy-go-lucky.
I mean, okay, maybe that's a bit of a stretch, but you see that a little bit of mischief that he is. He tries to have that sort of relationship with his bhabhi. That this very cute scene, which I didn't recall seeing in my earlier watches with his dadi, and where there's very genuine love, like he's smiling, and that's glimpses of Shah Rukh you've seen in other movies, and that's the most I can say for Devdas' character. Right. So, and that completely sort of goes out, that light completely sort of switches off the moment he sort of that he's carrying her doli, which is for him a funeral procession of their love and his life. And it's over because he's given up after that. So after that, he's drinking because, I mean, there's no harm in drinking, right? He's dead anyways. Might as well just drink himself to death. And
Yeah, you know,
that's how I saw
I
it.
this time when I was watching the movie, I was noticing कि मेरे को पहले ना देवदास का फर्स्ट हाफ बहुत अच्छा लगता था, क्योंकि इट इज ऑल द गुड शाहरुख, यू नो, नोक झोक, ऑल द सॉन्ग्स, बैरी पिया एंड एवरीथिंग, ऑल दैट. एंड इवन टिल हमेशा तुमको चाहा, द शादी सीन. फन फैक्ट, आई हैव एक्चुअली अ सिमिलर मार्क इन माय, बिकॉज मैं बचपन में गिर गई थी एंड मैंने इतना रोमांटिसाइज किया है ना अपने इस मार्क को देवदास की वजह से. बट अभी आई थिंक ओवर द इयर्स आई थिंक आई लाइक द सेकेंड हाफ अ लॉट मोर, प्रॉबली ऑल्सो बिकॉज इट इज अ लॉट मोर शाहरुख इन इट एंड इट्स द वे ही इज जस्ट मिजरेबल I don't know, that the portrayal of just hurt is so good. Also, the friendship, like I wanted to talk about Chunni Lal's and Devdas' character. They hold the screen so well together. Like one of my like very favorite scenes is also when जब वो बोलता है आप खर से खामोश ऐसे हुए कि जैसे हम खर से खत्म हो गए. And the way they hold each other and the song शीशे से शीशा टकराए with all its magnanimity and the way they are dancing together, like you can see that Jackie and Shahrukh have such a good chemistry. Like we've seen them in multiple movies, but that bond is also shown very beautifully. Like जब उसको पता चलता है कि उसको दारू नहीं पीनी चाहिए थी, चुन्नी लाल को पता चलता है, he is devastated. Like it is so, I don't know, like I loved, like we everybody talks about Chandramukhi Paro, but I think two characters that are left sometimes is one Chunni Lal and one is played by Tiku. What character he's playing?
धर्म
Some
काका,
दादा ही, धर्म काका.
धर्मदास,
yeah
धर्मदा, धर्मदा,
yeah and he also never, everybody leaves his side but he doesn't, he comes back again and again and again and again. Even when he knows he's dying, he goes with her. And I don't know in what way it gave me some solace, those characters. Like I loved the way that the portrayal was really, I don't know, it touched me in some ways. So yeah, बहुत ही ऐसे feelings have been felt. So I
cool.
have Chunni Lal over Chandramukhi and Paro in my listing for their pairing.
Yeah, I think for me, Chandramukhi absolutely steals the show. Like, I think in general, I love Madhuri Dixit when she's on screen, her expressions, her grace, how beautiful she is also. That one scene just after Dola Re Dola, oh my God. I was like literally blown away. Her entire monologue, the way she goes, like ekdam, I forgot that guy's name, but the way she tells him off, and you know he tries to hit her and she holds him back. That scene was, I think that was peak acting for Madhuri Dixit. Like at least in whatever work of hers I've seen, she was outstanding. That alone, I would have given her like an Oscar for. Like just that scene was so beautiful. Such good acting, my God. I was like incredibly taken away. Kiran Kher also, that one scene of hers where she gives that, like, where she tells off the rest of the house, except until that last line where she's like, "तुम्हारे घर पे बेटी हो." Up till that point, that monologue was amazing. Like, the
I was
dialogue
waiting
was
for
really
that to
well.
come up.
The dialogue
I think
was
Madhuri
really
Dixit
well.
is, she's by far the best contemporary actress, Madhuri, मेरे हिसाब से. Like, I don't think anybody comes close.
मतलब आई कैन डिबेट ऑन इट अ लिटिल बिट कि मुझे ऐसा लगता है शी इज अ ग्रेट डांसर, बट
एक्ट्रेस ऑल्सो
मुझे
यार,
लग
सम ऑफ द मूवीज दैट शी इज
इफ यू
डन,
वांट
हर
टू
एक्टिंग
डिबेट
इज
प्रीति, आई
बीन,
विल डिबेट यू ऑन इट बिकॉज आई डोंट थिंक दैट हर ओनली स्किल इज डांसिंग. आई थिंक शी इज अ फैबुलस एक्ट्रेस एंड डेफिनेटली वन ऑफ द
या
बेस्ट ऑफ
सुपर ग्रेट.
हर लाइक
वी विल हैव दिस
टाइम.
डिस्कशन व्हेन यू सी अंजाम,
No,
देन
I'm not
वी
denying, like I'm not
विल
denying it all, but like I'm saying कि like she's also maybe मैंने बहुत काम देखा है उसका और मुझे लगता है जस्ट जो भी
हमने भी देखे
कम
प्रीति,
देखा
तू हमसे
हो.
बड़ी नहीं हो. हाँ, यू आर नॉट दिस ओल्ड पर्सन हू सीन ऑल मूवीज.
what I was saying, no, I realized when I was saying and I stopped, it's also because I was like इसमें तो मेरे को बहुत ऐसे फीलिंग है. I was saying कि maybe she's done like very range of stuff in which I feel कि her expression sometimes could be loud, but she's done some of the amazing work and Devdas में she is fabulous, fabulous. Like their chemistry, there's a scene मैं तो इतना प्यार करती हूँ, I don't know between शाहरुख एंड माधुरी right before like he's leaving kind of thing. And they're just yeah, सांस लेते हो पूछ लेते समथिंग लाइक दैट एंड देन ही से सांस लेती हो चंद्रमुखी. ओह माय गॉड, इट वाज सो ब्यूटीफुल, इट वाज सो ब्यूटीफुल. इट रिमाइंडेड मी ऑफ दिल तो पागल है फॉर सम रीजन बिकॉज़ इट लाइक शाहरुख माधुरी टुगेदर रोमांटिक ऑल दैट और पास और पास और पास. बट लाइक आई एम नॉट सेइंग दैट माधुरी इज नॉट अ ग्रेट एक्टर और लाइक ठीक है, दे कुड बी देयर इफ यू से कंटेम्प्रेरी एक्टर्स में लाइक देयर कुड बी अदर्स दैट आई कुड थिंक ऑफ, बट नॉट डिनाइंग माधुरी इज अमेजिंग.
I also really liked her scene with Aishwarya Rai. Like again, the dialogue so crisp and like the entire banter was so well written, so well enacted. That one line where she's like, "वैसे तो हमें देवदासी भी कहते हैं." Fuck, I love that line. Like I was like, this is so good. I was super impressed. And like when she goes into the room and she's like, you know, there's just an idol there, and she's like, yahan har cheez mein devdas hai, tum kaise leke jaogi that. And I don't even want to try to replicate the dialogue, but it was amazing. I love that scene. I love the banter between them. Aishwarya immediately realizing that, you know, she's not what she thought she would be, or whatever test that she was trying to set for Chandramukhi, she passed or whatever, right? Like that change in attitude that she had was also really, really, really nice. Her inviting her for Durga Puja, saying ki tumhare aangan ki mitti, all that scene, in fact, I actually remember from my childhood, where I was like, I thought these two women hate each other, but it doesn't seem like it. Ki matlab, you know, they want to, I mean, she's offering up her friendship to this woman, and I don't know, that part of the movie I really liked.
Yeah, I think it's one of my favorite scenes as well. And leading from that, I was just thinking, so, well, I also think, at least between Madhuri and Aishwarya, I always thought Madhuri is like a, I think Madhuri is a better actress. I've loved
By
her work
far, I
more.
believe. By
I have
far.
enjoyed seeing her more. But in this movie, and I went into watching this movie for the first time knowing that I would like Madhuri more, but actually I liked Aishwarya more. And it really surprised me, because keeping her beauty apart, and I have done, I think I've tried successfully tried to keep her beauty apart, even though it's very hard in this movie. But just so Madhuri was supposed to have this character, which is always supposed to be this golden-hearted courtesan. You know, yeah, she has that attitude, she has that self-confidence that, you know, I know my worth. But she's always this soft person. But Paro is this arrogant person, this arrogant lady who's grown up knowing her worth. She knows exactly where she belongs. She knows what are her qualities. But her switch, the way Aishwarya switches when she's with Devdas, like that entire switch in her character. And when we come to the scene, jahan pe ye pura Paro aur Chandramukhi ke beech mein to and fro ho raha hai, Chandramukhi's demeanor is consistent. You know, that there's this lady whose Devdas has loved all his life, and I have nothing but respect for her. But Paro has gone from this high-handed stand to coming to the level and recognizing this woman as an equal, and her entire range of emotions is so believable. Like, I am with her. I am walking with her every step of the way when she's doing that. And Aishwarya really like blew me apart, because like she's all of these. And she has taken all of this together throughout the movie and is able to switch from one to another. Like, she knows
Very
that
multifaceted.
I carry these traits. It's beautiful. Like, I cannot. I love Madhuri. I love her better than Aishwarya. But in this movie, just Aishwarya took it away from
Cool. I'm just going to say I agree. We will agree to disagree on
me. Yeah, sure.
that. But I do not
I
want to
kind of
debate.
don't want to pit them against each other in the movie. I mean,
Yeah,
they
it's
are
okay. I mean,
already,
they both were.
they both
I mean,
shown in
it's.
their own way. Like,
Yeah.
I thought they were both beautiful, both acted really well. Like, if at all I have a preference, it's a very mild preference for one over the other. So I mean, there's no point debating it, honestly, for me.
Yeah. Okay, so let's move on quickly to simp moments. There are too many in this movie. So we are trying to challenge ourselves and restrict ourselves to one to choose the best. So mainly I think I've mentioned this scene before, is when in the first half when he's with his dadi. And that sort of playful nature when he's sort of trying to tease his babi, and both of them sort of laugh when she goes off in a huff. I found that really cute, and it takes you out of the movie because you know what's coming. You know, everybody knows the Devdas story. You know the context, all the tragedy that's going to happen. But in that moment, everybody just, it's brevity, it's light, and you see that sort of glee and happiness in Shah Rukh's face as well. So that moment I felt was enacted and picturized and put in the story very well. That was definitely my same moment.
Kaun ja raha hai next?
Suruchi,
Diksha.
Diksha, whoever wants to go.
Okay. I can go. I think whenever we do simp moments, I usually always find like a moment where I was simping for the character that Shah Rukh is playing. But in this film, I feel like it deserves to be Shah Rukh the actor that gets my simp moment. And I think there were many, many, many scenes where he has just done an outstanding job as an actor. Like, he's really in that moment. But I think The scene just before Dola Re Dola, that I was like, I don't know, I was aghast by what was happening, right? And that is, I think, a testament to how well he performed that scene, like where he's about to perform his own funeral and he's just like in that वो घाट पे जस्ट पानी में चला जाता है. एंड देन द इमीडिएट आफ्टर दैट इज द सॉन्ग, राइट? सो इट्स जस्ट सो कॉन्ट्रास्टिंग बिकॉज इन दैट सॉन्ग इज बेसिकली पारो एंड चंद्रमुखी सेइंग कि मतलब हमारी लाइफ में बहुत दुख है बट चलो थोड़ा सा एंजॉय कर लेते हैं दैट. एंड देन ऑन द साइड इट इज द प्रीफेस टू दैट इज लाइक दिस सीन वेयर शाहरुख इज जस्ट कंप्लीटली फॉरसेकन एनी डिजायर फॉर लिविंग. लाइक ही इज नॉट इंटरेस्टेड इन पारो एनी मोर, ही इज नॉट इंटरेस्टेड इन चंद्रमुखी एनी मोर, ही नॉट इवन इंटरेस्टेड इन ड्रिंकिंग एनी मोर बिकॉज एट नो पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम डज दैट बॉटल क्रॉस हिज लिप्स. ही इज जस्ट लाइक यू नो ही इज सो फार गॉन. आई थॉट इट वॉज अमेजिंग दैट. आई थिंक आई विल कैप माई सिम मोमेंट. सुरुचि, डू यू वांट टू गो नेक्स्ट? बिकॉज प्रीति इज ऑब्वियसली सेविंग हरसेल्फ फॉर द लास्ट. यू कैन सी इट.
Yeah, I'll let her have this one time. Yeah, I think both of you said it right, and all of us know this entire movie is a simp moment. But I think for me, it's the one. It doesn't have to do a lot with Shah Rukh's acting. It doesn't have to do a lot with how it carries the plot. But for me, it's the scene right after her marriage when the song is playing and she comes home to see Shah Rukh. And when they both walk the lanes of the house, just her and Shah Rukh, she's married and he's wearing the dhoti. In that scene, you can see how life would have been if they would have ended up together, the two of them together. So whenever I watch that movie and I see that scene, it's that, how we say it, the one who got away. So for me, that scene just always, always gets to me. The build-up to it. And the one after it also, कि जब दादी से मिलते हैं and all of that, बचपन की यादें, but that one scene just always holds my heart.
Man,
Oh, I want to cry.
this movie lives in Suruchi's heart.
I know, right? I love
The
listening to her talk about
intensity.
it. Like, she's
Yeah,
so.
this could be a solo podcast, just hear her talk about
Yeah.
Devdas.
Okay, I
Yeah,
will
Priti.
be very quick, but I want to say two things. One is
Of course, you
More
want to say two
Pia.
things.
The song "जलता है देखो मेरा जिया," the purple saree that Ash is wearing, the kata that Shahrukh is trying to nikalo, and on the back of it is all the bhasad is happening, but they are so, I don't know, it is so beautifully shot. Like, I'm really rooting for it to work out for them. So the lighting is so good. I don't know, like क्या क्या मस्त तरीके से झूले पे द लाइट कम्स ऑन देम, लाइक इट इज सो ब्यूटिफुल. सो यस, एवरीथिंग अबाउट दैट सीन. आई मीन, इट्स अ वेरी मॉर्बिड थिंग टू से, बट आई रियली रियली आई डोंट नो, लाइक आई हैव सो मच रिस्पेक्ट फॉर द व्हाट व्हाट शाहरुख डिड विद द डेथ सीन. लाइक इट गेट्स टू मी एवरी फकिंग टाइम. आई नो ही इज गोना डाई, एंड इट इज सो, द वे ही इज लाइंग इन दैट ट्री, the way he's saying जल्दी करो बहुत टाइम नहीं है, he's delirious thinking of his childhood. That whole the death scene is like my, I think शाहरुख dying in cinema is not good for my mental health, but if I had to say that what's my favorite शाहरुख dying moment, I think it's that, कि वो मक्खी आ रही है उसके ऊपर. लाइक इट इज शॉट सो ब्यूटिफुली, एंड आई डोंट नो इफ इट इज करेक्ट, बट माई इंटरप्रिटेशन, वो जो शॉल उसके ऊपर होती है वो वही होती है शायद से जो उसके उनकी रुसवाई और वट एवर प्यार की कहानी होती है, एंड दैट ही इज कैरिंग विद हिम व्हेन ही इज डाइंग. आई डोंट थिंक इट्स द सेम वन, बट आई वुड लाइक टू बिलीव इट इज द वन. सो या, दैट्स माय सिम मोमेंट. सॉरी फॉर टेकिंग सो मच I
टाइम.
can't believe she actually said she simped for Shah Rukh's death in a lot more eloquent manner than I did, but basically. So I don't know if there's a point in ratings reviews, but would you guys watch this movie if anybody other than Shah Rukh was in it?
No, I don't think so. Nobody can do it like in my head, but yeah, go
I
ahead, Didi.
mean, I'll be the devil's advocate here. Dilip Kumar has done it, right? It's been remade a million times, not, I mean, 22, 23 times, but I think the story is extremely powerful.
Yeah.
this is not an original story. Like, it's not Sanjay Leela Bhansali's vision. He's also basically given a grander representation of the 1955 film. So I think at some point somebody else could do it, because the story in main character is a story, I feel, because that's so powerful. Of course, I wouldn't want somebody else other than Shah Rukh. I wouldn't want to
We
see it, but
never
that's just
want anybody other than
that's just as a fan. But
Shahrukh.
objectively, as a person who enjoys cinema, I would like to see a representation of it. At and so there has been a modern contemporary representation in Devdi, which I haven't seen, which I've heard really good things about. But yeah, I mean, at some point, I'm sure it'll be remade. It's been made 3 times in Hindi cinema only, multiple times in Bengali and other languages. So it will be remade, and I think it'll still be a good watch. And the director holds a lot of power in this sort of a
Yeah,
story. So,
same, I
but
think.
I wouldn't want to watch. But 5 star, of course, and I would rewatch it
I think
selectively.
five, 4.5 for me too. I don't like giving 5 stars to movies where Shahrukh dies. But I feel like I would still watch it if not for Shahrukh, because the grandeur of the movie, what Sanjay Leela Bhansali has done with it, what Madhuri has done, what Aishwarya has done, what Kiran Kher has done, all of that warrant appreciation for me, that even if Shah Rukh wasn't in it, I feel like I would have still enjoyed it. Maybe not to the same extent. Also, just the fact that I hadn't seen it all this time, in spite of Shah Rukh being in it, I'm skeptical I might watch it if it was somebody else, because I'm sure there's many movies out there that I haven't seen because Shah Rukh is not in them. But having seen the movie, I feel like I might still watch it even if somebody else was in it. But yeah, of course, I would definitely not enjoy it as much, and I don't think I would rewatch it if not for Shah Rukh. And I will definitely rewatch this for Shah Rukh and for Madhuri and Aishwarya. Yeah. So Suruchi.
I, of course, considering the number of times now you guys have said it lives in my heart, I have to give it a 5, and I will give it a 5. And I will watch if it's remade with some other actor, only to compare that how bad it is compared with what this current movie is. I am going in with a name, and I'm gonna stick to it, and I don't think that can be changed, regardless of who they cast. So I'm in for it.
I did try to see the Dilip Kumar one only, no? Yeah, इससे पहले वाली
Yeah.
और वो मेरे से नहीं देखी गई. So, but yeah, like I want to give it 100,000 दियास that I want to keep alive, because सिलसिले चाह का ऑफ देवदास आई डोंट वांट टू बुझो फाय. इट्स सो ब्यूटीफुल, सो सो ब्यूटीफुल, आई लव इट. चलो क्विज करा दो यार सुरुचि, क्या क्विज लाई हो तुम हमारे
Yes.
लिए.
Okay, I will make this quick. I realize actually the subparts are in a few question only, but
That's okay.
yes. Okay. So easy start. Let's
बजर
start.
क्या, लाइक
Yeah, but
बजर.
like basic rules, is it a buzzer? What is it?
पर हमें सवाल
Well, I
खत्म
mean,
करने के
what you
बाद
guys
बजर
do?
करना है,
या
मतलब
वी
तुम
वॉन्ट टू बी
एक-एक करके सबको दे रही हो,
बजर. ओके
या इज इट
गाइज,
पीपल
माय
कंपीटिंग फॉर
रेकमेंडेशन वुड बी कि यू से आफ्टर आई फिनिश द क्वेश्चन, अदरवाइज देर आर चांसेस ऑफ लूजिंग आउट इफ यू डोंट लिसन टू द
ठीक
कंप्लीट क्वेश्चन.
ओके
बट या, लाइक हाउ यू गाइज यूजली डू नाउ, कि वंस इट्स
से योर
डन
नेम
से योर
या
नेम, उसका नाम है हियर फर्स्ट, दे गो. आई विल नॉट से टू वन पर्सन ईच, दैट्स नॉट फन. आई वांट टू सी यू गाइज फाइट ओवर इट.
Oh my God, I hate this part.
लेट्स गो.
ओके ओके, इजी स्टार्ट विद द इजी वन. Who wrote the original text of Devdas on which all three adaptations were based?
दीक्षा, शरत
Go.
चंद्र चट्टोपाध्याय.
Okay, so
आई
because
डोंट नो द
दीक्षा you
मुझे
answered.
चंद्र चट्टोपाध्याय पता था, मुझे पहला नहीं याद था, तो आई डोंट पास.
मेरे को
बोथ
लगा
ऑफ
था ये क्वेश्चन
क्वेश्चन.
आएगा, तो आई जस्ट
या बट दिस केम फॉर अ रीजन. बोनस क्वेश्चन बिकॉज यू आंसर्ड फर्स्ट, फॉर यू फॉर 0.5 पॉइंट्स हियर. Do you know मूवी में एट विच अदर पॉइंट द नेम चट्टोपाध्याय कम्स अप?
No,
ओ
I don't.
डैम, व्हाट अ क्वेश्चन.
No idea. Is it
You didn't
वो, मेरे को पता
एक्सपेक्टिंग
है, मेरे को
दिस.
पता है. I want to tell. जब वो
या
बोलते हैं, उसकी मम्मी बोलती है कि हमने उसके लिए, पारो के लिए उनका रिश्ता तय किया, वो बोलता है उस गांव के चट्टोपाध्याय के
पास
साथ.
के गांव के चट्टोपाध्याय जी. I am so happy. Oh my God, my day is made. Even if I lose the quiz, I am a winner in my I was
heart.
expecting that.
Okay, I am warmed
Yeah.
up now. Go ahead.
Okay. So in the scene that we have all simmed over a lot, where Shah Rukh is doing his own funeral, he says, माँ की लोरी में भी हमेशा बड़े भाई का नाम पहले आता है. What's the name of बड़े भाई?
दिग्विजय
डिगी याद करके आए.
गो गो
द्विजदास द्विजदास
नाइस. यू हैव एक्चुअली नॉट सेड हिज नेम ड्यूरिंग द मूवी. यू हैव प्रेप्ड फॉर दिस. आई लिटरली हैड टू डू अ गूगल सर्च टू फाइंड हिज नेम.
या थोड़ा तो दिखा था
वी
मैंने
टेक अ क्विज सीरियसली एज यू कैन टेल.
Okay, so there's a lot of time reference in the movie. So when Devdas is about to come, Kaushalya says, Dharmdas, सारी घड़ियों को चाबी लगा दो. And then when he meets बड़ी माँ for the first time, she asks him कि तू मेरे लिए विदेश से कोई अच्छी घड़ी लेके आया. What
दिग्विजय
is Devdas's reply?
दिग्विजय अरे तो
Diggy?
मतलब आई नो द क्वेश्चन ना
Oh my God! I was so sure BT is gonna go for it. I'm impressed. Okay, go, go.
घड़ी तो नहीं अच्छा वक्त लेकर आया थैंक यू
Nice.
Diggy was very fast. Diggy was very fast.
Okay. Now this scene we have not talked about in the podcast so far, but I really wanted to cover this. So it's the scene where he is drunkenly doing a court case with himself. After drinking for the first time, जब चंद्रमुखी के साथ बात कर रहा होता है, and he does this entire court case. आज इस दिल की अदालत हो, आज इस दिल की सुनवाई होगी. So at the end of it, what punishment does he give to himself?
प्रीति
I mean, I can guess, but I'll
क्या
let.
और क्या सजा मुकर्रर करी उसने अपने आप के लिए?
ड्रिंक टू डेथ ही सेज नो समथिंग समथिंग टू डेथ. ड्रिंक टू द डेथ दैट्स व्हाट ही सेज.
You will drink till
जी
death.
या
Yes. Yeah, that's also
दैट्स
one of my
व्हाई आई एम
favorite
लाइक
scenes.
एग्जैक्टली दैट्स व्हाई आई सेड दैट ही इज लाइक ही इज डन इट. ही इज गिविंग इन हिमसेल्फ द आई ऑब्जेक्ट एंड देन इज लाइक यू विल
Yes.
डाई टिल यू नीड टू डू योर ड्रिंक टू डेथ. या
Nice, nice.
दैट सी दैट
उफ
डायलॉग एंड द डायलॉग दैट ही सेज बाबूजी ने कहा गांव छोड़ दो. दीज टू डायलॉग्स वर सो पॉपुलर आफ्टर द मूवी. I wanted to farm one on the first one also, but that one was too easy.
ठीक है
Preeti
और
got it
बताओ और
exactly
बताओ.
right. You will drink till death.
हाँ आई
Yes.
फिगर्ड कि डेथ तो
Okay.
होगा ही बट आई न्यू यू प्रॉब्ली वुड लुकिंग समथिंग मोर स्पेसिफिक तो क्या पॉइंट है
मैंने बहुत बार सुना है उसको. Okay, गाइस नेक्स्ट.
ओके हाउ मच मनी हैड पारो बोरोड फ्रॉम देवदास जिसको सूट के
दिग्विजय
साथ लौटाना था. व्हाट हैपेंड टू द नेम? बट या दैट्स राइट.
दिग्विजय
ओके फॉर
दिग्विजय एक ही
बोनस
बात है
क्वेश्चन, फॉर
इसे
बोनस
आंसर नहीं
क्वेश्चन
दिया ना. क्या आंसर था?
3 रुपए ओ
सॉरी
नहीं उसने
ओके सॉरी
डिगी
मैंने
बोला उसने
तीन
डिगी
नहीं
बोला नाम
बोला.
बोला 3 रुपए इज द आंसर ओके
ओके फॉर बोनस क्वेश्चन, डज एनीवन नो द इंटरेस्ट रेट दैट यू आर सपोज टू चार्ज?
नो बट आई थिंक
नो
5 रुपए देते हैं ना. 5 रुपए कुछ कैलकुलेशन 5 रुपए नहीं आता है. मे बी आई एम रॉन्ग बट ठीक है.
नहीं नो
दो
आइडिया
परसेंट का
तो
मुझे लगा अमरूदों का हिसाब मांगोगी. मुझे भी लगा
तो
अमरूदों का. मैं तो अमरूद ही बोल देती मेरे पास आंसर आता तो.
दैट वुड आल्सो काउंट इफ यू गाइस हैड सेड इट. ओके कंसिडरिंग फ्रॉम योर प्रीवियस पॉडकास्ट आई नो हाउ मच यू गाइस लाइक दीज क्वेश्चंस. सो दीज आर पार्ट्स क्वेश्चंस. सो बिफोर शाहरुख वाज ऑफर्ड द रोल ऑफ देवदास व्हिच वर द अदर टू एक्टर्स हु वर ऑफर्ड इट फर्स्ट?
दीक्षा
दिग्विजय
दीक्षा
दूसरे
गो.
ओके सो ओके विकिपीडिया सेड इट वाज
कंफ्लिक्टिंग है
सलमान खान एंड गोविंदा बट देन लेटर ऑन द सेम पेज इट सेज दैट गोविंदा वाज ऑफर्ड द रोल ऑफ चुन्नीलाल. सो आई विल स्टिल गो
चुन्नीलाल
विद सलमान खान एंड गोविंदा बट आई थिंक द गोविंदा थिंग इज अ लिटिल अनसर्टेन. आई डोंट थिंक ही वाज ऑफर्ड द रोल ऑफ देवदास.
आई जस्ट आई कॉन्ट कैन एनीवन इमेजिन गोविंदा इन दैट रोल इन
नो आई थिंक वो
द रोल
विकिपीडिया
ऑफ
की गलती है आई
देवदास?
थिंक इट्स
हाँ
सलमान खान वाज प्रोबेबली ऑफर्ड बिकॉज ऐश्वर्या राय
या
बट या सलमान दैट्स द करेक्ट वन
But it's actually not just Wikipedia. It's in a lot of fan pages because I did a little
आई थिंक
of
इट्स
due
बिकॉज ही
diligence
वाज
also.
प्रोबेबली ऑफर्ड द रोल ऑफ चुन्नीलाल एंड देन इट जस्ट काइंड ऑफ गॉट लॉस्ट. इट्स ऑल्सो लाइक
टिपिकली व्हाट हैपेंस
ट्वेंटी
इज
टू ट्वेंटी थ्री
एक
इयर्स
जगह
ओल्ड.
समबडी कोट्स इट इनकरेक्टली मल्टीपल प्लेसेस पिक इट अप एंड दिस रेप्लिकेट्स दैट
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
Next
Diksha gets
question.
that one.
Who
Who's
keeping
keeping
offered the role of
score?
Paro?
Diksha.
Kajol. Sorry.
Take it, fine. Sorry.
There's
Oh,
actually
sorry.
one more. There are two names.
No idea.
No idea about the same. Rani?
Karina
Rani,
Kapoor.
no?
So the
Oh,
Kareena
yes,
Kapoor thing is
Karina.
also, I've read a news article where she says that that it was like a big conflict between her and Sanjay Leela Bhansali, right? Like that she wanted the role of Paro, but he didn't let her audition for it or something of that sort. That's why, again, I read that Wikipedia thing and I was like, ये तो गलत लग रहा है क्योंकि मैंने वो फिल्मफेयर वाला आर्टिकल पढ़ा है जिसमें उसने बोला लाइक दे हैड अ बिग फॉलिंग आउट ओवर इट इज व्हाट आई रिकॉल लाइक बिकॉज़ ही नेवर कास्ट हर इन अ मूवी एंड ही फेवर्ड अदर एक्ट्रेसेस एंड शी वाज वेरी मिफ्ड अबाउट इट एंड आई थिंक इट वाज बिकॉज़ ही आस्क्ड हर टू डू लाइक अ एन ऑडिशन और समथिंग एंड शी रिफ्यूज्ड एंड देन ही थॉट शी हैड टू मच एटीट्यूड एंड शी थॉट ही वाज टू हाई हेडेड एंड लाइक ऑब्सेस्ड विद ऐश्वर्या समथिंग आई विल सेंड यू गाइस द लिंक इफ आई कैन फाइंड इट
दीक्षा ट्रिविया ऑन
देखिए इतना
ट्रिविया
ट्रिविया पढ़ के आई है भाई.
दूसरी दैट
दैट्स
शुड टेल यू
एग्जैक्टली व्हाई आई
दैट
डिड दिस.
पीपल पीपल प्रिपेयर फॉर दिस क्विज
नो, दिस
या
आर्टिकल आई रेड मंथ्स अगो, द ऐश्वर्या संजय लीला बंसाली वन, सॉरी द करीना एंड एसएलबी वन, बट
कूल
या
व्हाट्स द
वाओ.
पॉइंट
ओके,
चेक लाइक
या हूज कीपिंग द पॉइंट्स? आई कैन गो बैक टू द क्वेश्चंस एंड सी.
आई नो आई एम
फर्स्ट
एट थ्री
द या
आई थिंक
द
आई एम एट
टेक्स्ट वन
टू
वाज
अनलेस दैट टू पार्ट क्वेश्चन में गिव मी 2 पॉइंट्स आई डोंट सुरुचि
द सेकेंड पार्ट इज ऑलवेज 0.5.
अच्छा ठीक है
हाँ,
सो
मेरे
देन
को
आई एम एट
पॉइंट
टू
फाइव मिला था फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन के लिए. 0.5 मिला था. देन आई आंसर्ड टू क्वेश्चंस आई थिंक. आई एम नॉट
एक काजल
श्योर.
वाला काउंट होगा आंसरिंग आउट ऑफ लाइन
सॉरी
बट
गाइस, बट मैं
हाफ पॉइंट
लाइक
मिलेगा ना
दे दो.
बिकॉज शी डिडंट गिव द सेकंड वन और डिड शी गिव द सेकंड वन
हाँ या ठीक है, मैं
ओके
हाफ
फाइव
पॉइंट दे दो, कोई बात नहीं. हाँ, तो कितने पे हो मैं? 2 या 3?
वन
आई राइट
वन
हाँ
पॉइंट फाइव
डेट
वी रेड वन पॉइंट फाइव
डेट नो डेथ वाला या
दे
शी
आई
आंसर द
गिव
डेट
यू
वन.
हाँ
या
तो
टू
वन
पे है
पॉइंट
ना?
फाइव
मैंने
पॉइंट
दो
फाइव वन
है
पहले का भी
ना,
था ना पहले
दो
कैसे
वन.
वाला पॉइंट
तो
फाइव
शी गिव द बोनस पॉइंट वाला 0.5 एंड दिस पॉइंट
या
फाइव सो टू
हाँ तो दो हो गए
टू.
ना
हाँ, दो
अच्छा
हो गए.
राइट
ओके,
ओके
विनिंग. हु वाज ऑफर्ड द रोल ऑफ चंद्रमुखी बिफोर माधुरी?
आई डू नॉट नो दिस एट ऑल
या आई डोंट नो दिस आई दो
नॉट बैड गाइज. इट्स
ओह
इट्स राइट बिकॉज इट वॉज अ ट्रिक क्वेश्चन बिकॉज द रोल वॉज रिटन फॉर हर.
व्हाट
आई वॉज गोना
लाइक
से कि आई
नो
थॉट
वन एल्स
माधुरी
इज
सेड
गेटिंग
नो टू
कास्ट
इट
इन
एंड देन
दिस
शी लेटर
अपार्ट फ्रॉम
अग्रीड.
ये
नो,
क्या
क्वेश्चन.
डैम
इफ यू गाइज वुड गैस, बट
इफ
नन ऑफ
समबडी
यू
आंसर
विल
शी वुड गिव
गैस.
माइनस
आई
वन
एम
नो आंसर्स गिव यू जीरो वन आंसर गिव यू
इम्प्रेसिव.
माइनस वन
यस, दैट वाज माय एजेंडा. गो फॉर
ज्यादा ओवर
इट.
स्मार्ट बन रहे हो तुम लोग कूल
ओके, अनदर आउट ऑफ आउट देयर क्वेश्चन कि जो काहे छेड़ छेड़ मोए सॉन्ग माधुरी वेयर्स द हैवीएस्ट लहंगा दैट शी हैड वर्न, लाइक एनीवन हैड
डिगी
वर्न टिल डेट इन हिंदी सिनेमा.
डिगी
नो,
सुन
डोंट
या
फिनिश द
डिगी
क्वेश्चन
हाउ
नाउ.
मच इज द
डोंट
वेट.
या
डोंट
हां,
30
डोंट
केजी
फिनिश द क्वेश्चन.
आई मीन दैट्स ऑब्वियसली द क्वेश्चन नो
या व्हाट
कितना
एल्स
वेट है
कुड इट
दैट व्हाट एल्स कुड इट बी दिस
बट दैट्स द रॉन्ग
आई एम
आंसर.
यूजिंग योर फिलॉसफी कि उतना सुन लिया जितने में समझ आ
बट बाय द वे
गया
दैट्स द रॉन्ग आंसर.
30 kg थोड़ी, तो 30 kg इज लाइक
फोटोग्राफ
मल्टीपल का
वाला
कुछ.
हाँ उसका जो
हाँ 30 केजी था ना
पोर्ट्रेट था, फिल्म पोर्ट्रेट था, उसके लिए उसका लहंगा वाज 30 kgs. फॉर द डांस शी मेड देम रिड्यूस द वेट बिकॉज शी कुड नॉट कैरी इट वेल ड्यूरिंग द पोर्ट्रेट फोटोशूट. तो उन्होंने उसका वेट कम करके उसको 14-15 किलो करा था.
हाँ, but I remember 14 to 18 something
या
I have had read. But आई
कोई
थॉट
नहीं, दे दो 16
डिगी
केजीज
को.
वाज फॉर हर प्रोमोज बट नहीं
शी
दैट्स
एक्चुअली
आई
बोर
डोंट
द
थिंक
30 kg
येलो
वन फॉर डांस.
नहीं इट्स द अदर वे अराउंड शी वाजंट एबल टू कैरी इट, इट वाज टू हेवी
डॉन
फॉर
द
द
30 केजी
फोटोशूट.
लहंगा फॉर द सॉन्ग सीक्वेंस मैं तो यही देख रहा हूँ
दैट्स व्हाट आई
तुमने
आल्सो
खोल भी
सॉ.
लिया
एंड इतनी जल्दी चीटिंग तो नहीं कर रहे तुम? खोल के तो नहीं बैठे हुए
बे यार
विकिपीडिया?
अभी देखा है मैंने गूगल नॉनसेंस
Is this the final question, Suruchi, or we have more? I want to Yeah.
prepare.
There are just two. I can like two more
Okay.
questions.
Yeah.
Okay. So Shah Rukh has two distinct looks in the movie, right? He's worn the Western clothes and then he moves on to the Indian traditional clothes. Just if you guys can would like to take a guess, I know it's a bit tricky, but when do you think was the last time he wore a Western attire in the movie?
Preeti.
Because there is a point where it stops.
Preeti.
Yes, Preeti.
Like, I'm going to guess it, but I think it's the
is a time when he writes the letter, like he leaves the house and writes the letter. He leaves the house, I'm going to say. That's the last
He
time I
leaves.
remember. And then जब वो
क्लोज.
लेटर आता है उसका, तो वो लाइक वो जो लेटर होता है उसमें, उसके बाद आई डोंट रिमेम्बर हिम इन अ वेस्टर्न, सो
दैट
दैट्स माय
लेटर एंड द
गेस.
लीविंग हाउस में टाइम स्पैन, टाइम गैप है वैसे, इट्स नॉट
बट
इमीडिएट.
शाहरुख का तो सेम इट्स
अटायर है
अ
ना.
कंटिन्यूड सीक्वेंस. या
इट्स अ कंटिन्यूड
सो
सीक्वेंस ना. या
यू क्लोज प्रीति,
सो
बिकॉज
ओके
इट्स एक्चुअली द नेक्स्ट वन व्हेन ही इज विथ चुन्नीलाल, व्हेन ही
ओके
डिसाइड्स फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम टू गो टू चंद्रमुखी के कोठे पे,
वही, एक साथ बैठे होते हैं वो लोग, सोसाइटी में बैठे
विच
होते
इज ऑल वन सीक्वेंस. बट ये वाली लेटर राइटिंग सीक्वेंस के बाद देन देर इज अनदर सीक्वेंस व्हेन दे फर्स्ट शो चुन्नीलाल,
हैं.
बिकॉज ही गोज टू
ओके
हिज हाउस ना उसके बाद. सो क्लोज
राइट राइट
पॉइंट
ओके 75. ठीक है, आई
ओके
विल
जस्ट
टेक
अ
एनी
बोनस
बिट.
क्वेश्चन ऑन दिस टू सी इफ यू गाइस वांट टू गेस दिस. व्हेन इज द फर्स्ट टाइम ही वेयर्स द इंडियन अटायर इन द मूवी? धोती कुर्ता पहली बार कब पहनता है?
शादी पे नहीं,
कौन सी शादी पे?
नहीं
उसकी
नहीं
पारवी शादी पे. मे बी आई एम रॉन्ग, सो देन हाँ.
आ या एनी मोर गेसेस?
इज इट
व्हेन ही
हिज
मीट्स
चाइल्डहुड?
चंद्रमुखी फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम.
यस सॉरी,
नो एनी मोर?
इज इट हिज चाइल्डहुड फ्लैशबैक
देन आई लुक.
सीन, तब पहनता है क्या? नहीं,
तब तो बच
हाँ
गया
बट
था
सीक्वेंस
शाहरुख
ऑफ
थोड़ी
इवेंट्स
पे.
में, आई एम जस्ट गेसिंग, आई
या
हैव नो
या
आइडिया क्या है. वेन इज इट?
दैट्स अ गुड गेस तो. बट ओके वन हिंट प्रीति, इट्स फ्रॉम योर सिंप
ओ इट्स
मोमेंट.
दैट सॉन्ग वेर ही एंड पारो आर इन द मूनलाइट.
या
ओ
इट्स फ्रॉम वन
यस,
ऑफ
ये
योर
तो मैं
सॉन्ग्स.
भूल ही गई
दैट्स व्हेन ही वेयर्स
थी.
इट फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम. ओके फाइनल क्वेश्चन. दिस इज नॉट लाइक रिलेटेड टू द मूवी बट आई फाउंड इट इंटरेस्टिंग. सो अ बुक ऑफ द मूवीज लाइक एंटायर प्रोडक्शन वॉज रिलीज बाय अ जर्नलिस्ट एंड ही कंपेयर्ड इट टू अ शेक्सपियरियन हीरो. विच शेक्सपियरियन हीरो डू यू थिंक देवदास कंपेयर्स टू द मोस्ट?
दीक्षा,
या
इज इट ओथेलो?
इट्स नॉट ओथेलो बट वी कैन सी. एनी
ओके
मोर
वी
गेसेस?
कैन सी.
इट्स नॉट ओथेलो.
ओ कैन आई टेक अनदर गेस?
या गो
हाँ
अहेड,
ठीक.
नो
इज इट
आइडिया.
हैमलेट?
या
गो 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 गो.
बिकॉज़ फादर
यस
वाज ओके. आई
यस
आल्सो वाज
यस
गोइंग टू से हैमलेट ओनली बट या सो
या
यस.
दे कॉल्ड इट देवदास द इंडियन हैमलेट
इंटरेस्टिंग. I would
एंड आई
still
फाइंड इट
say
द
comparable to
एंटायर.
Othello also because of his equation with the heroines, but Hamlet also makes sense. Yeah.
I was actually also thinking Romeo and Juliet,
Yeah.
but
I was
yeah,
thinking Romeo and Juliet, but I thought ज़्यादा obvious हो जाएगा ये तो.
but also
Yeah.
I thought that maybe Hamlet was a better fit.
This is after the Cannes वाला thing, no? BAFTA and everything that it went to, and then these critics made some essays on the movie. I think I've read the quote somewhere.
Yeah, but I found that the Indian Hamlet thing very interesting. To look the entire movie from the point of view of to be or not to be.
That
Oh yes,
is
that
the
was my final
question.
question. With that question, this was my final question.
So who's won? Diggy has won, I think.
I think.
I think so, yeah.
Yay, Diggy, congratulations. Back on winning quizzes.
Impressive. Yes.
सीख
सीख
अरे मैंने आज ही सुबह बैठ के
चलेगी
उसका
दीक्षा
एमडीबी
की.
देखा था.
कि तुमने कहा था IMDb अवार्ड्स ये सब भी पूछेंगे.
नहीं उसमें वो ट्रिविया आती है ना, एक ट्रिविया सेक्शन होता है. हाँ
अच्छा हाँ ओके ओके. जो प्राइम ने खरीद लिया.
तो थोड़ा
राइट
थोड़ा
राइट.
पढ़ लेते हो. या
प्रीति ग्रेट ऑन ऑब्जर्वेशन क्वेश्चंस
दैट इज प्रीतिस
ऑलवेज.
फोर्टे.
इम्प्रेस्ड. यस
ओ उसका शी ऑलवेज नेल्स
ऑलवेज.
इट.
मेरे को इतनी खुशी हो रही थी कि कोई तो ऑब्जर्वेशन क्वेश्चन पूछ रहा है मेरे अलावा. मेरे को इतनी
रीजा
गालियां पड़ी हैं ऑब्जर्वेशन क्वेश्चन पूछने के लिए.
उसके कितने रेलेवेंट ऑब्जर्वेशन क्वेश्चन थे, तुम पूछ तो घड़ी में टाइम किया था.
एक्चुअली
पता
टू बी फेयर मैंने भी पैसे पूछे. कितने पैसे?
ऐसे
5,000.
प्रॉपर डायलॉग,
ठीक
ऐसे प्रॉपर डायलॉग. इम्पोर्टेंट सीन है वो तो.
ठीक.
बट ठीक है चलो, वी कैन बुली प्रीति अनदर टाइम.
यस नेक्स्ट एपिसोड दैट वी आर डूइंग वेरी सून होपफुली.
कौन सा एपिसोड कर रहे हैं?
वी
देखिए
आर राइट.
वॉचिंग ओम शांति ओम. नो आई एम गेसिंग दिस वीक बिकॉज वी ऑलरेडी डिस्कस्ड दिस अहेड ऑफ टाइम.
ओटीए
डिगी कितना फेक. ओ ये कर रहे थे जो डिगी को
अरे
पता ही नहीं
तो मुझे फिर से खुशी हो रही है यार, आई लव द मूवी, मुझे बहुत अच्छी लगती है मूवी देखना.
ओके
ओके
तो
थैंक्स
थैंक्स सुरुचि
सुरुचि
फॉर जॉइनिंग अस. दिस वाज अ लॉट ऑफ फन. आई थिंक
We would absolutely
Yes.
love to have you back again because I would love to pick your brain about more movies because I love listening
Yeah,
to you
man.
speak about Devdas. So I want to hear you speak about other movies also.
And
Thank you so
she's such
much. I love
a she's a
Devdas.
diplomatic and a nice person. She's like,
Yeah, and like when
that's a
she's
good
explaining,
attempt.
you're like, हाँ, she's right actually. मतलब ये जो बोल रही है बिल्कुल, मतलब मैं और प्रीति जब आर्ग्यू करते हैं तो वी नेवर लाइक एक्सेप्ट ईच अदर्स पॉइंट्स, ओके, बट सुरुचि कुछ बोल रही है, मैं लाइक हाँ आई एग्री, यू आर राइट कंप्लीटली.
So yeah,
I'm so
Thank you
glad
for going
Suruchi could
back,
do
like I
this.
said.
Yeah,
Yes.
man,
I'm
we'd love to
so
have you back
happy I
again.
did this, guys. Thank you so much for this. This is
We'll
so
do
much
this soon.
fun. Yes.
Yes.
And thank you to
And
our
next time I want to do
listeners.
a joint quiz.
Awesome.
Ciao.
Thank you for listening in, and we'll see you hopefully next week if we are on time with our publishing schedule. So,
And hopefully we'll be cool. Bye bye.
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 Bye.